Take a look at this new ad. This is just a taste of what Plattner is going to face from now until Election Day.
Susan Collins doesn't have a Nazi tattoo, and she doesn't have an account on a notorious Predator's Paradise app. Graham Plattner did for years, and this was his profile picture. Oh gosh, please, please, get that off the screen. Anyway, Susan Collins, a senator we can be proud of.
I mean, that's pretty tough, and it's only June.
Well, the question is going to be, are Maine voters going to care more about a person's imperfect past if they say that they're redeemed and changed? Or are they going to care more about where they stand? And where they stand, there's a gulf of difference between Susan Collins and Graham Plattner. Graham Plattner is against these foreign wars in Iran. Susan Collins sat there and watched it happen without opposing it. Susan Collins voted to confirm Kavanaugh, who basically was responsible for the Dobbs decision and rolling back women's rights. Graham Plattner supports a woman's right to choose. And Graham Plattner has said we should tax billionaires and go after billionaires for standing up for the working class. Susan Collins voted to give tax breaks to the billionaires and took away people's health care. I really believe ultimately that's what the election will be decided on. And Graham getting 70%+ of the vote, that was seen as a pretty big showing. I mean, he's running against a sitting governor who was playing cute, saying, oh, you can still vote for me. This guy hasn't been elected to anything. No one knew who he was a year from now, and he's beating a sitting governor with 70%+. I think is a pretty strong showing.